Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
David Montgomery at 13. This might be high for some, for David Montgomery, and maybe for you too, Zach. But without Khalil Herbert there, like, all the running back opportunities are going to go Montgomery's way. I think, you know, he can easily have 20 opportunities this week against Atlanta. You know, he's a good player, and I'd expect him, you know, to give you a very solid floor. And, you know, if he scores, I think he has a 20-plus point ceiling.
Yeah, he's back to being that ideal RB2 play, you know, that we kind of had him for heading into the season, assuming Khalil Herbert didn't, you know, take carries like he's been these past few weeks. But the workload's going to be there. My only concern with David Montgomery is Justin Fields, the way he's been playing. I don't anticipate another 100-yard rushing game from Justin Fields, but, you know, remains to be seen. This terror could continue. But the statistics would tell you that this type of performance, you know, 40-point performances back-to-back-to-back, the chances of that are pretty unlikely. I think this offense could get a little bit more balanced now, hand the ball off a little bit more to David Montgomery. If he gets 15 touches, he's going to have a nice day for you. And that's, I think, is well within reach in this game, because Atlanta, you know, they're not a high-powered offense. It'll be competitive the whole time, hopefully. And if it goes either way, I don't see the Bears falling behind big in this game. If it's going to go, you know, if it's going to be lopsided in one direction, it'll be Dave Montgomery and the Bears, you know, kind of just salting the game away after taking a lead early.
100%.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.